Neil, thank you as ever for joining us. Well, you've played much worse than that this season and come out with points. I mean, happy with the performance?
I always knew we'd play well today, James. I've just said to the lads, the game, the position in the league wasn't won or lost today. We could have quite easily lost to South Shields, but still been in the playoffs today. It's the games that will haunt us, your Nantwiches, your Granthams, etc. We are where we are. My team are always capable of putting in that performance with Sean against Matlocks, Buxton's, South Shields away. So it doesn't surprise me. What where we've let ourselves down, three words, mentally, psychologically, and our energy in some games this season. And that's for our job to go and resolve. But, disappointed, but, you know, delighted for South Shields as well.
And what pleased you specifically today? And what went wrong?
I just thought we run all over him. We used the ball really well. We created chance after chance. You know, of course, I'm going to moan about the decision. It's a foul all day long. But then Aaron then makes a mistake and they go and score. But, listen, the difference between top sides and sides that finish 8th and 9th are, you know, when teams lay siege against your goal, you've got to stand up and be counted, and South Shields did that today. You know, they rolled the luck at times, but you know, there's no fluke to why they're second first in the league. They're an absolutely great side. I'm, you know, really nice to meet Kevin Phillips and his staff today. I was pleased with him. There's absolutely no rivalry with South Shields and ourselves. We wish them every success, but for me and FC United, we've shown today that we could quite easily compete at a higher level of football. But until we iron out our mistakes and kind of be a bit more cutthroat in certain areas, then it's another league and another Premier League next season.
But it seemed like a really good unit today. Really coherent, one of the most coherent. Obviously missing the final pass and the final shot. As a football man, what was it? What was going on? What was working today?
So people raise eyebrows when, you know, Smith was on the bench today. But let's not forget that a couple of years ago, Potts and Griffiths were the best midfield pairing in the league. And we haven't been able to get them out this season for injury, suspensions. I just thought McGee gave us energy and legs in there. I thought he got close to Regan Linney. And I knew Ennis and Askew would sit tight and not operate as out-and-out wingers, a bit like Galloway and Warwicka would do. So the shape was great. We worked on it in training this week. I've watched Shields. I know how they play. We got our press right. We got shape right. We moved the ball well. And it just wasn't to be. The ball just wouldn't cross the net. And when Harry McGee at the bar and, you know, then he pulls another one wide and then Linney pulls it, you sometimes think at football it's not to be. But, you know, I'm certainly not going to not be proud of that performance because I am.
And we gave Potts the man of the match. It was split between Linney. Linney's always up there because, as well as being the biggest threat, he always works hard. And what was your...
Listen, it's great to see Potts back to his best. He's had an indifferent season. There's been talks about if this will be his last season. You know, hope it's not. Hope he's still got energy in his legs. He's great around the park. As for Linney, Kevin Phillips said to me, "Where'd you get your 9 from? His runner's ragged all day." And listen, fans, if you're in the stadium or you travel away, you're lucky to see him because, you know, he will move on. You know, he'll move on to bigger and better things, and we're lucky to have him. But that's, you know, that's what we do here. You know, we generate players, we develop players, and we move them on. And, you know, since I've been in here, my record says that if 5 or 6 players going on to league football and higher, if people do come in from over the summer, which I've no doubt they will, then we've got to go and find another one. But, you know, Regan Linney for me is always a man of the match performance, and I'm delighted with, you know, the man that he's turned into.
Is, in a way, South Shields at play 3 at the back, play football, is that a more suitable sort of side? Is it like Morpeth and Matlock that this group of players at FC find it harder to overcome because of the physicality?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know what we've got to add in the summer. You know, I had a signing in the stands today. He's coming over from Ireland, left side of centre half, that'll let us play 3 next season. I've signed a right back this week. I've signed a midfielder this week, and I'll continue to do it. But there's going to be games next season where it's open to attacking free-flowing football like today. But when we've got to make it difficult and mix it, then I'll have a side to go and do that. You know, no more talk about kind of finances. We've shown we can compete with the big boys, you know, and that'll happen. But what we've got to do now as that group of players in there is finish the season strong, finish the European campaign strong, look forward to Rimini, and let me and the staff get on with bringing in, you know, 4 or 5 bits over the summer to strengthen us and have another goal next season.
2 games left, local derbies against sides who also have no issues now in the league. What do you want to see from your players in those two games?
This will show you today. Can we go and repeat it against, no disrespect to Hyde and Ashton in the bottom half of the league, can we go and do that? And there's been many times this season that we've let ourselves down against the bottom half sides. The top half sides I don't worry about. So my challenge is to them boys is, can in 48 hours you dust yourself down and go again? Listen, lads didn't get minutes today. They'll be tired from today's game. So your likes of Smith and Galloway, etc., will go and get minutes on Saturday. But the gauntlet's thrown down now. It's a shame that it's two games to go because, you know, we've shown over the course of the season, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but your Matlock's at home, your South Shields away, your Buxton away, your Buxton at home. We're as good as anybody in the league, but it's just the consistency hasn't been there, and you know that's my doing. You know, but great atmosphere today. I thought the fans were magnificent. I want to wish South Shields all the best. You know, there's a really good friendship and football rivalry for two good sides there, and you know they deserve. Like us, you know, at the league above, but you know, we're probably going to be a season behind them now. But we will catch them up if they get promoted this season.